Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 8, His Impartiality. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." John 4, verse 7. Prejudice and discrimination have existed throughout history. Even the church of the first century struggled with these issues. As the Christian church was growing, there arose a racially motivated feeling of discontent. While the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic, Greek Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving, diakonia, of food. Acts 6, verse 1. Given that the complaint came from the Hellenistic Jews, the 12 disciples insightfully appointed 7 men with Hellenistic names to help in the serving of tables. At the time of Jesus, there was a great enmity between Jews and Samaritans. It was rooted in several events, including their religious differences during the Assyrian-Babylonian captivity, as well as the building and subsequent destruction of the rival Samaritan temple on Mount Gerizim. Aside from these past events, the Jews considered the Samaritans ritually unclean, which meant that they wouldn't use a drinking vessel that had been used by a Samaritan, least of all a woman. When the woman of Samaria came to the well to draw water, Jesus broke all these barriers by talking to her, asking for a favor, and implying that he would drink from whatever cup or bowl of water she was handling. "Give me a drink." John 4, verse 7. She brings up the issue. Maybe Jesus had forgotten the rules. Have you ever felt the pain of being considered a second-class citizen due to your race, social economic status, accent, color, gender, age, etc.? The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink since I am a Samaritan woman?" John adds an explanation. For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. John 4, verse 9. But Jesus didn't even respond to her objections. Instead, he offered her a gift. He said, "Ask me for the living water." The best way to break the barriers of prejudice is to treat others according to the heavenly principle of impartiality, embodied by Jesus himself.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!